The capping of the oil flow off the Gulf Coast may only be temporary. Engineers are now trying to decide whether it's safe to keep the oil well closed or if they need to open it up and try once again to capture the oil. In any event, the star of the show is a plucky little piece of equipment called a three-ram stack. It sits on top of the well. We've asked NPR's Richard Harris to answer a few of our lingering questions about this heroic piece of equipment. Richard, I'm glad you're here once again to help us understand this.
Sure.
And first, remind us again what exactly this thing is doing.
Well, the three-ram stack is part of what BP calls a sealing cap, which, as the name suggests, is sealing the top of the well. And basically, the rams are valves that can slam shut in the case of an emergency. And when they closed the valves yesterday, the oil stopped flowing into the Gulf. That's why it's sort of heroic.
Heroic, but how long had they been working on this?
Well, conceptually, BP says they've been working on this since the very beginning, but they were actually tailor-making little changes to this final product right up to the very end. In fact, they even modified it after they installed it on Monday, because one part of the stack started leaking, so they actually took a replacement they had built and had on hand, on standby just in case. They lowered it down a cable 1 mile to the seafloor, and they installed it down there.
All this sounds like it's very expensive, particularly since you're building custom parts and then bringing spare parts in and having things at the ready that you might or might not have to use. Any idea what this cost?
Well, I called BP today, and they said they have no number for it, but it's clearly a vanishingly small sliver of the $3.5 billion that they've spent so far on this bill. And I also talked to David Summers, an emeritus professor of mining engineering at Missouri University of Science and Technology. He also writes for a popular oil and gas website called theoildrum.com, which has been following this disaster since day one. And Summers says the real cost to BP hasn't been so much in dollars as it has been in reputation, particularly in light of some of the spectacular failures that we've been talking about that preceded this success.
Every time they put something in there and it doesn't work, they get that much more egg on their face. So the pressure to be sure that this time it's going to work is really what was driving the whole thing.
And that meant not only getting the hardware right, but testing it and rehearsing it carefully before they actually got down to business, which they did. Yeah.
Now, obviously, this key piece of equipment is coming very late in the process. We're now almost 3 months into this disaster. Should they maybe have built this ahead of time and had it on standby? And is this the kind of thing that might be required for all oil wells, deep water oil wells in the future?
Well, we'll have to see what the regulations in the future are. But I must say that the delay here wasn't just not having the equipment on hand. It was also really not knowing what to do here, because you may recall that there was a lot of focus not so very long ago on this top kill procedure. And if that had worked, they wouldn't actually have needed this stack at all. So that said, David Summers says he's sure that looking forward, the oil and gas industry will plan to have all sorts of gear standing by in case anything like this happens again.
But they're going to have to engineer them to make them flexible so that they can fit on a variety of different wells, because, you know, every well is in a different geology, in a different location, under different levels of water. So, you know, you can't design too specifically to any one particular instance.
And let's remember that this story isn't over yet. The three-ram stack is a critical piece, but it's only a piece of the solution, and that has not yet come to fruition.
Thank you very much, Richard, and thanks so much for all your work on this story.
My pleasure.
That's NPR's Richard Harris.